Don't worry about it.
Okay, it was amazing without you.
Okay.
Shocking.
No, I was actually really nervous to be alone with Ryan because, you know,
he's a pervert.
Because he's a perv. And the gays, I don't think, like me.
The gays are scary on their own.
Well, I feel like he's warming up to me, but I don't think it's natural.
Sorry. I just realized I looked like Snoopy.
I don't, for whatever reason, was nervous, but it went well. He's fun to talk to. He's really smart. And
I think he's pretty smart.
Didn't know any of the gay quiz terminology. And he thought that you would know all of them.
Of course I do. They're my people.
How are they your people?
Because I'm just, people are attracted to me. Gays, straights, non-binaries. They all love me. I'm telling you. Like I feel like a lot of gay women too, they vibe with me.
Yeah, but there's a particular type a person, like personality, like woman that attracts gay men as friends.
It's me.
You're saying you're more than that.
I'm the whole kit and caboodle. I'm men, women, you name it.
Everybody wants
like,
you.
Like seriously, everybody wants. I've got like reverse shallow house syndrome where I think everyone's attracted to me.
I think that's great. Your little dehydrated body.
My whole body's like, yes!
Hydrate me.
Hydrate.
So yeah, it was good.
Well, it's fine.
Did you miss being here? Did you feel FOMO?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Really did. Huh. Nails look nice.
Thanks. It's an odd shape.
I took all mine off because I'm going to do natural.
Yeah. Short nails are in.
I think natural. I've been seeing a lot of women with just like natural nails.
Not painted or short?
Not painted.
I can't handle that. Never have,
and
never will.
It's kind of gangster. Well, mine are so destroyed from Gel X that I'm like,
yeah, mine are too.
I need to give it.
I know.
And it's summer with the sun, let them breathe.
You know what I realized? Even if you don't chew them off like a psychopath in the night, like me, which I do on occasion, even when they remove them and reapply them, it really does damage your nail. There's just so much of that electric drill.
Oh,
it's bad. So I went for like a coffin, but then they put the medium coffin on and I was like, it's crazy long. And so they did the shorter coffin, but now I think it's defeating the purpose of the coffin.
No, I like them.
You like a square top? I feel like it's like, I don't know that it's that flattering.
I don't know. I think they look nice. I don't like when they're like coffin.
Coffin. I do, but I think ultimately
that reminds me of like a porn.
Almond is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They elongate your hands.
The coffin?
Yeah.
More than an almond?
Yeah. Huh. They make your knuckles look like.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think if they were like this, though, it would be even longer.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much to talk about with my hands.
I like the length. I would just maybe do a light coat of like a translucent pink or something.
My nails look like they have a drinking problem. they look like they tied one on last night.
Well, speaking of which, how have you been doing?
Oh,
with your drinking,
a lot of updates
and your anxiety. And
a lot. Okay, so I had
inquiring minds want to know.
Had a rough Sunday where I had to call Annie and Matt to come over.
Why?
I was alone with Lola.
Yeah,
and I started like feeling like I was going to black out. My dizziness was so bad.
Why?
And then you know the dizziness triggers the anxiety triggers the panic, and you're like, everyone gather.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't
call
me?
You know what's so funny? I didn't. But look at this, okay? Look at my heart rate. This is wild. So I was having a really tough day and I was like, this is it. Getting my shit in order. So look at my heart rate from the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the week.
Whoa.
Wild. Right? And then the week?
What do you think that is due to?
Water, maybe? I'm not really sure, but like I lost. So anyway, I was like, I got to quit drinking. I got to do all this stuff. And Sunday, I was like, I'm going to drink through this. So I started drinking.
Okay.
And then I woke up and I'm like, so this whole week, I'm like, I'm not going to do hard liquor.
Okay.
I'm going to drink like an adult does.
Okay.
Where I get home from work and I'm like, maybe I'll have a glass of wine with the kids. Cheerio, you know? And so I drank a glass of wine every night.
Okay.
It's lovely. I went to Boulevard Steak last night and everyone's drinking martinis and I was like, I'll have a glass of Pinot, please.
Wow.
And I sipped it. Then I asked for a shot of espresso martini. And then I had another glass of wine. Okay. But yeah, I've been sticking to wine this week.
And you're better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Give me a few days. I'll be back.
I love how it's like this week we're only doing hard liquor. Next week we're only doing wine and spirits.
I did feel like you one morning where I was like, oh, never mind. I had vodka one night and I woke up and I was like, ah. I was like so parched.
Vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. How have you been?
I have the reverse problem. I don't really like hard liquor.
Now I see what you're talking about. It's such a good slow roll.
It's just like, yeah, it's just, yeah. My problem is I want more than like one glass. That's my problem.
Well, yeah, everyone does. No one wants one glass.
Yeah. But also, yeah, wine just, I just find it, it's just interesting for so many reasons. Vodka, if I go out, sure, but like at home, it's so boring.
So boring.
So boring.
But I love it.
Ryan loves it too.
Of course.
He said the gays own vodka soda.
Yeah. Like, that's all they drink. It's the cleanest cocktail. Wait, so I know this episode will air after, but I have no idea what to do for Father's Day.
Oh. I don't either.
I have no idea.
Men are hard to shop for, hard to plan. Like,
do you have to shop for them? I feel like they don't deserve a gift.
Well, I asked Dom what he thought we should do for Duran, and he said, I think we should do an experience instead of a gift.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, great. What any ideas? He's like, nope. But I agree. I mean, women, it's so easy. I think not all women like flowers and jewelry and caviar, whatever, but it's like there's so many easy things.
It's so easy.
You'll throw some money at like a florist or you know what I mean?
No,
or,
but we're so beaten down every day that all you have to do is like give us one day off with a few luxuries.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? It's like letting us out of the basement for the weekend. It's like, thank you.
But I don't even think that actually happens on Mother's Day.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Where I was like, Ted has baseball tournaments this weekend. And I'm like, I don't know if he'll be able to go on Sunday because it's Father's Day. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, I was like, there's nothing Mike would enjoy more than a morning to himself to work out. Like, there's nothing I would enjoy more.
That's what you're going to do. See, Duran is different. He doesn't want to be away from us. He doesn't want to be alone.
Where I was like, hey, I'm going to give you the morning. Yeah. Lola and Ted and I are going to drive to this tournament.
Yeah.
You take the morning.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. I was like, take the morning, work out, sit outside and read, plunge, do all your you things, and then we'll go out to an early dinner. He's like, that sounds amazing. I was like, I wish someone had done that for me.
Too late.
It's too late.
Mother's Day part two. No, but see, Duran doesn't want to be alone.
Duran's like me.
He doesn't, even when I go to work out on the weekends, at this point, he knows that I'm probably going to at least one of the days, but he doesn't want to be left. And for that reason, I don't want to leave him. Do you know what I mean? I feel a little guilty about it.
Oh my God. Well, no, of course not.
Yeah. But no, I think the Father's Day thing is hard. It's just the same way buying birthday presents for men in general, even my like father-in-law, my nephews, my, you know, I mean, now with my boys, it's easier because they'll send me things that they want, but it's usually clothes or I don't know, nothing that interesting. And then Duran's so into food and travel already. It's like, what am I going to do that he hasn't already thought of doing? You know what he would love is like a piece of art.
Ugh.
But I'd have to like sort of, you know, have already to like, have my eyes on that. Yeah. You know, and be like researching it because he's so all about
I typically
that.
Do, which I think is a cute idea.
Yeah.
For the last 2 years, I've done matching Nikes.
For the boys and Lola?
No, just Ted and Mike.
Oh.
Like last year, I got them silver ones.
Yeah.
And he liked that.
That's cute.
And they wore it for the day together.
For a few years, I did matching swim trunks.
That's cute.
Yeah. For everybody.
That's a good idea. I could do that.
Vilbrecken?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Vilbrecken or whatever? They do really cute father-son trunks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I don't even want to think
about
it.
But I don't think they care either. that much.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not sure they do either.
No. Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine.
It'll go, it'll be just fine.
I'm just going to charge two iPads. We're going to go to dinner and be
I
like,
did order my dad a present, and then I never got the shipping on it, to shipping to him in Arizona. And I emailed them being like, will it be there in time? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, it's on back order until the end of next week. And then we anticipate it shipping. I'm like, what's the
You're
point?
Like, great.
I don't know. So now I'm like, I don't know. I like to be on time.
I ordered something in March for Lola for Easter.
Yeah.
It just was delivered yesterday. And I was like, no. Now
yeah.
What?
Yeah, send it back.
Do you know what I discovered over the weekend? Not really, but great gifting company, Bespoke. Have you heard of them?
No, but that's the name of our company, Furniture.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's Bespoke Bar.
Okay. And can we look it up?
Yeah, I don't know. Sandra, can we look it up? Bespoke Bar LA, maybe? Anyway, you can hire them for parties and they do amazing cocktail. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, you know. It's like the Cocktail Academy type deal. Have you heard of them?
Mm-mm.
Well, they're just really good bartenders with like specialty cocktails that they curate the menu.
Oh, and what? They can like make you a kit or something as a gift for someone?
I got Georgia an espresso martini box.
She likes those? Stop
She's
it.
21, of course.
I love her. Okay.
So anyway, their boxes mm-hmm. are so amazing. And they do really good like... what's the word? Like local alcohols, like local spirits or like small batch spirits.
Yeah.
And like really cute coupes. I mean, they do an old fashioned
barrel
kit.
To table.
They do an old fashioned kit that's to die for. With like,
it's like a gift.
It's a gift.
That's cute.
And it's so easy because mm-hmm. it's like $150 to $200 for a whole box.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
That's a nice gift.
It's a nice gift.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
So you're not going to buy a gift. You're going to do more of an experience on Sunday.
I try to buy him shoes because he always wants shoes, but he has a size like 15 foot. It's the nightmare of my life trying to find shoes that fit him.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I figured out what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave home for a couple hours. I'm going to come home.
Yeah.
We're all going to change and we're going to go to a 5 o'clock dinner.
Amazing. Where will you go to dinner?
Pride Boulevard.
You love it there?
I do. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Right up the street.
Is it still slammed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
It is pretty easy.
It's good. Also, Capital Grill is opening in Burbank. Duran seems to be excited about it.
Capital Grill's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're opening at the end of this month.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
Let's open a Houston's.
I mean, this is what I've been saying for years. A Houston's. Or,
in the valley, like well, we would crush.
It's Hillstone Group, right?
Hillstone.
So they own
R&D.
And South Beverly Grill.
Yep.
It's so good. I don't know why they wouldn't open one
Hillstone,
in the
if you're listening, which
you know what,
maybe
but
not.
You know what's frustrating
but like,
for me?
Boulevard, the valley, didn't have any steakhouses. Zero.
Yeah, I know. What is
Boulevard
that?
Is packed every night. Yeah. Now they're opening in Calabasas or... Yeah. Palisades somewhere.
Yeah.
But they are packed. Like if people knew the Valley is missing.
I just think it should be more Houston's and
there
that
should.
In general because they're so good. They're so consistent.
Salad. Oh my God.
They're so well run. They're one of the best run restaurant groups I think there is. But what's frustrating for me is that they won't let you make a reservation for more than
six people.
Four. They won't let you make a reservation. Or maybe you can't online make a reservation for more than four. And then they don't want you to make a reservation for six people. I think it's like five is the max.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's like you couldn't go. It's like my family and your family couldn't go there. And they don't want big groups.
Makes sense.
I think because they want to make each experience super consistent.
Yeah.
And when you have bigger tables, they can't do that.
It's gross to be that big.
I know. I'm going out to a dinner tomorrow night. Some of Duran's friends are in town. It's at 13 people. And Duran's like calling around. You know, I mean, it was a few days in advance calling around different places being like, can you take a party of 13? Duran, it's like private catering at that point. He called, what's the one in Beverly Hills that we went to for your birthday or whatever? Not Mastro's. What's the one?
Steak 48.
Yeah.
They should be able to. They're like a Hilton.
They're like a Las Vegas restaurant. Yeah. No, they couldn't. And they said over 12, it becomes, which by the way, I agree with that. Over 12, it becomes like a different animal, you know?
Why don't you just do a private room?
We're going like somewhere on La Cienega, like 13 people. I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be interesting.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh my God. Last night we went to this MXO. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's, you know, is it Rick Avila? Is that his name? Maybe I'm totally making that up. Anyways, you know Gorilla Tacos downtown?
Yeah.
He's that chef and he makes the best food. But they just opened this restaurant with like SBE. He's like the chef. Mm-hmm. It's a Mexican steakhouse and it was beautifully done. Like the ambiance was great. The menu looked good. The food would just like could have been great, but you can just tell like they're not going to, it's not going to work. There's nobody like really like in there, you know? Like,
yeah.
These things need someone to man the boat.
Yeah.
And it just felt like a haunted cloud. Like you're like, is anyone in there? Like it felt like my waitress was like a hired model who they were like, listen, you don't need to know how to wait tables. Just take the order and we'll do the rest. Because she was gorgeous.
Glue a tray to her hand and we will place the food.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she just didn't see, it just was the worst service. We had been wanting to try it. It was really disappointing because I'm like, ugh, could have been great.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know what's baller when you go to Musso and Frank's?
Yeah.
They don't even have notepads.
Yeah. I heard it's hard to get in there. Is it crowded all the time?
We had a table of like 13, literally.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, what can I get you? Medium rare side of what? No notepad.
Yeah.
No notepad.
It's an institution.
Where I was like, and they're like, they have like a waiter that's worked that long. Yeah. Like a facial recognition.
I mean,
recognition.
I think it's been around 100 years.
That is 140. Wait, maybe I'm off. I don't know. But yes, a long ass time.
I want to go. Is it good? Is the food
good?
You've
never been?
I don't think I think I have been on like a date.
It's really
when
good.
I was like 22.
I mean,
with
yes,
somebody.
It's like an old school steakhouse.
But you're not like.
I wouldn't drive into Hollywood for it probably. But yeah, it's good. It's fine.
Okay, so I want to talk about. What do you think about. So 1919. So not 140. 105.
Close. 106. Whatever.
140. I'm like, wait, the 1800s?
Oh, I guess so. You're right.
Okay, wait. I want to talk about... Okay, what do you think about the Reviver plates? The digital plates?
What?
The digital license plates.
I've never thought about it.
You haven't? Have you been seeing them all over the road?
Sometimes. And I'm like, why? I know you have one.
Well... No, because I just now used, I don't know if you've noticed, if you've seen all the California license plates that are black with the white writing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started to see this? So, you know, those aren't legal. Like the DMV is not issuing those.
Where's your tag?
What do you mean?
Where's your registration tag?
It's digital. On mine?
Yeah.
On the digital ones, everything's digital.
So your registration tag is digital.
Yeah.
And who authorizes that if DMV isn't sanctioning these?
The company Reviver through the DMV. It's only, I think it's legal in California and Arizona only as of now.
So it is legal.
Digital is.
Digital
is. The California plates that are black with the white writing.
I don't know those.
Oh my God, you haven't noticed them all over the road?
No.
This is where I need Ryan because he probably hasn't clocked this. Yeah, no, they're all illegal. Anyways, the point is,
so it's an actual plate or is it digital?
Mine is digital, but there's an actual plate that people are coding with these colors. And I don't really see the problem, but they're actually illegal because they're not DMV issued. It would be like me like covering my tin license plate in like Dabs Mila print.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, so are they actually taking their own license plate?
Oh. And like shrink wrapping them with this coding.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, but it's like illegal because I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like if your tags are on and it's the right number, who cares?
Who cares?
But I think that's why a lot of these people are now reverting or like opting for the digital plate.
Who pays attention to their license plate?
I do.
I don't. I barely want to be in the car I'm driving right now, let alone I could give a shit about my plate.
Wait, by the way.
Just get me out of the fucking car.
By the way, what's going on with your car?
Oh, you want the lovely update?
Yeah, so Cotty had a Jeep Wagoneer, and did they deem it a lemon?
No.
It needed a new engine. It was in the shop constantly. You'd only had it a year and a half?
Yeah, And it's been in the shop maybe five months total.
Yeah.
So they just replaced the engine.
Oh, they're going to give it back to you.
I have it right now.
No.
Yeah. They replaced the engine. I got it back. I'm driving Ted.
Did you talk to a attorney about?
Yeah, we have a lawsuit.
Okay.
I get it back. I get in the car and I start driving and I notice that the warning lights on the side mirrors are on, both of them. And I'm like, there's no one next to me. So I'm like, oh, great. So then I notice there's a car crashing, a little emblem of a car crashing with an X through it. And I'm like, lovely. I wonder what that means.
What?
Then I notice the speed limit on the speedometer says 114. That's the limit. So
wait,
I called.
When you're stopped?
Yeah. The Jeep would tell you like the speed limit on whatever road you're on. So it says 114. And I was like, okay.
A safe speed of 114.
So like a European speedway.
Okay.
So I called them and I was like, you know, my usual self. I was like, so nothing works again. The whole dashboard, everything's locked. They're like, oh, you're going to need to drive it. Since it has a new engine,
yeah,
it'll need to calibrate now. So you'll have to drive it.
Drive
three,
it.
Wait for it. 300 to 400 miles. Okay. I was like, do you know how long it's going to take me? My lease will be up by the time I drive 400 miles in this
car. Is it wigging you out looking at those sensors?
It's probably why my neck hurts. Well, yes. Oh. I don't
distracting.
Have,
it's not safe.
It's not safe. Yeah. I don't have automatic braking.
Yeah.
That's not calibrated until next year once I hit my mileage.
This
my
is
warning lights. Yeah. So now when I'm driving, I'm like, because you're in a fucking boat,
yeah,
you know? So I was just like, Ted, is there anyone? Look out your window. Is there anyone over there? He's like, you're clear. And I'm like, this is crazy. It's just not safe.
When do they anticipate this whole lawsuit being cleared up? That's crazy that it would take you this long.
Well, I'm just like once again, this is not safe. Mm-hmm. You've put me in a situation with two young kids where it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
And my neck hurts.
Okay.
But I'm like,
I can't believe they would even go as far as to put a new engine in, that would even make like financial sense.
They will do anything, from my experience, what I'm experiencing. I think they will go to any measure not to declare a car a lemon. Because then what? Then you have a car, you can't resell it. You have to throw it out, I guess. Can you? I don't know.
No, but like legally, it's bad for them to have you driving like one of their cars.
They don't care.
That are bad.
They don't care.
But Duran had a BMW years ago. I think I told you it was an X6. And similar things like the air conditioning. I don't think it was the whole engine. Multiple things happened. And the minute it was like it had gotten to a point where they were like, okay, it's a lemon. It was so easy. They wanted it back. They were like, give it to us. Yeah, we're going to refund all of your payments. Like, that was it. It was pretty
I think a lot of people are having like, but Jeep is drowning in these.
Okay. Yeah.
They just settled a class action with Wagoneer people.
Did you get anything?
No, it closed in December of last year.
What were they giving people?
It's because of the hurricane engines, or the engines that were in Wagoneers were faulty.
Just that? Just the engine?
But I'm like, I have a friend who's going through this, and he has a cracked floorboard that you step on when you get out of the car. And they're taking that more seriously than me with faulty engine?
They like, must not
I'm
like
just
you.
Like, what in the world?
You must have like done something.
Oh,
to
the
them.
Dealership will be like, it's a lemon. It's a lemon. And I'm like, but it's corporate that's like, you're fine.
So now
you look both ways.
Your plan is to drive it until it's up?
It's up next June. I have another year in this piece of shit car.
Lord.
I hate this car so much.
Are you gonna
and
cry?
I keep getting no, I'm not gonna cry. I keep getting emails from them being like, we'll buy your vehicle. I'm like, you'll have to pry it from my dead, lifeless hands. I will never be in another Jeep.
Oh, buy your vehicle and get you into a new one.
Yeah, that's the only way they'll buy it back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I gave them the opportunity. I was like,
I thought this was going to be a light conversation. We're headed to a dark place.
God, they're just messing around with me. Wow. And so now that I filed the lawsuit, they're like, everything we offered you is no longer on the table. So they're not reimbursing my rentals.
Oh, whatever. You'll get it all back.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, moving on.
You want to go take a joyride in my lemon?
Heavy, 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 heavy.
I know.
Well, what I was going to tell you is that the digital plates have doubled in price. And I'm so curious as to why. Because Lauren was just asking me if like she should get one. And I was like, I like it. It's so easy because you can write notes on them. You can be like, Teddy's happy amazing. Birthday. And they renew your registration for you. So like through the DMV, you just pay them. It's so easy. And it was like, I don't know, $400 when I got mine. And now it's $899. And this is like a year ago.
Wow. That's a good Father's Day gift.
In fact. Bingo. Because Duran got his lease was up. He got a different car. And he was like, I think I want one of those. And I was like, great, I'll get you one for Father's Day. Which, by the way, of course, I would still get it for him. But on principle, I don't want to pay double. Like, what? No. I mean, that can't be tariffs.
No, not at all. In fact, supply and demand. So they're great. We're popular.
I actually think even from when I had bought it a year ago, they had lowered the price in October from what I was reading to $399. And now if you go to their website, it says $899.
Jesus.
Where I'm like, I told him, I'm like, I don't know why, but I just can't justify that. He was like, oh yeah, no, like no. But it is a great Father's Day gift.
Great Father's Day gift.
If it wasn't like, it makes no sense. Like why? Oh, because then you also have to pay a subscription.
Oh, forget it.
But it's like, it's like $5 a month. I mean, it's like nothing. Because what else is cool is, I mean, I don't think cars are getting that stolen like that often anymore. At least like not, you know, because there's tracking.
Can you track it?
You can track it. But also if someone stole your car, you can put stolen on the license plate. Like it blocks it, like literally like over the numbers will be like blinking, like stolen.
Oh, I'd write, help me.
I'd write, I have a lemon. Anyway, that was why I even brought up the license.
Or I'd write sex offender. What?
What are you? Oh, if it was stolen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you imagine? People would be like, disgusting.
Well, also they could just rip it off, but it's not like glued. True. It's not like nailed on to your
Is
car.
It glued?
No, it's like, there's like a bracket and then it goes into the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's genius.
Well, there goes our Father's Day idea.
It would have been a great Father's Day idea.
If it were $399.
I probably also would have bought it for my dad too, because he's in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's just a cool thing. It's kind of fun.
What did you get your dad?
Good question. I got him the higher dose infrared baseball hat.
He'll love it.
Because for his birthday, I got him the Dennis Gross LED infrared mask. Because, you know, it's so hard to shop for dads, especially, I mean, I don't know if my dad is hard, but he just doesn't. I bought him these expensive like boots and he's like, they don't fit me. Like, and I was like, get a different pair. He's like, I don't want, you know, he's like, whatever. I don't want it. Like he's like very basic, you know, in a cute way. And so I wonder if he'll think this is fun, this LED mask. Because, I mean, I do it. I think it makes a little bit of a difference.
He's a health junkie like
that. And worst case scenario, Paige, his wife, will use it.
Yeah.
And he came to visit me 2 weeks ago and he's like, I use it every day. I love it. And it also, infrared and LED is known to, I don't think it's infrared, sorry, it's LED, the red light, is known for like recovery, right? And he had like hurt his wrist. He's like, I've been putting it on my wrist. It's really helping. Because it can, it can like help your shoulder. Like,
I could take it and put it on my
neck. You could. I actually believe in it. It really reduces inflammation. So he's like, I've been using it every day. So now, and we're both like, you know, obsessed with our hair, my dad and I, and just like keeping it luscious.
Yeah.
So when he was here, I had already had the hat and I was putting it on him. And I'm like, I mean, this is a no-brainer. So, but I ordered it a week ago. Oh. And this is what isn't going to be coming until like 2 weeks from now. So I'm a little disappointed. But otherwise, great gift. Great dad gift.
My dad wouldn't use it.
Well, because I think he's too far gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His hair is too far gone to be like,
my
you
dad
know?
Fell the other
it's
day.
It's almost like offensive. Oh my God. Is he okay?
He's, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's a bad one. He was cleaning the garage and he got rid of his gas mower and got an electric mower. So he had a mat under the mower to collect the gasoline. So
does he actually mow?
Yeah. He was like, oh, I don't need this anymore. So he pulled the mower out, grabbed the mat and was pulling it back to roll it up and stepped on the mower and slipped backwards. And his hand.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Got mowed?
Fell on the blade.
No.
Yep.
Is it
9 stitches or 10 stitches?
Okay. but it's going to be.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm thrilled I did.
You can fall on the blade. It's not covered.
I was like, why is that not covered? That seems odd.
Was it like upside on the side or something?
I have no idea. Mm. I don't know how his hand made contact, but it made contact. It was like, shoop. It was like a flap of skin.
Poor guy. Well, at least I would actually prefer some sort of like open
wound.
He was
like,
than
at least
like a
I
head
just
injury.
Had stitches and yeah. not like a broken hip.
Exactly. Or like hitting your head. Yeah. I'm always like hitting your head.
Stitches
is number,
are easy.
Hitting your head is number one. Like if you don't hit your head, I think you're golden. I'd rather break something or cut yeah. something.
100%.
Hitting your head is freaky to me.
It would go bone break.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. It would go stitches.
Yeah.
Bone break. Concussion.
Yeah.
Or a head injury. Head injury is like last on my fucking list.
Yeah.
I'd rather have LASIK than a head injury.
LASIK.
Like voluntarily.
Voluntary LASIK.
Yeah.
So Dom, we were in the car. I was driving him to camp the other day. And he was like asking me about artists like Vincent van Gogh and Picasso. And he was like, you know, did Vincent van Gogh really cut off his ear? And why was, you know, was he crazy? So I'm like Googling, you know, like looking it up. I mean, like, you know, we learned these things yeah. in school so long ago. And it was like actually kind of, it's kind of sad. He was just like unwell and he cut off his ear and gave it to someone. He like, it wasn't like, I always in my mind was like, it was this like love of his life. And, you know, it was some random woman who he had like met at like a hospital or something.
Okay.
And then I was like, Dom, would you cut your ear off for me? And he was like, I mean, if your life depended on it, yeah, but I couldn't do it all the time.
You like, only have two, bud.
My life depended on it. I was like, that's such a sensible answer.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, would you? I was like, of course. Like, yes. If like I needed to, I would.
Would you rather cut off an ear or a finger? I do ear, actually. I wear my hair back a lot.
Whoa.
I do ear.
Oh God. I don't know. Could it be my pinky? That would be weird. I don't know.
No, your thumb. No, because then that's pointless.
What would you choose? You would?
Yeah, I would totally take my ear.
Really? You guys, could you do a prosthetic?
What's it going to snap onto? You'd have to like a double stick
ear. Your black soul. Your dark soul.
I bet no one would even notice.
I guess you guys are right.
Yeah.
Missing a finger is...
I'd rather take a few toes than a finger.
Oh, I would take a toe. I would take a toe.
Would you do all your toes besides the big ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so 8 toes.
Yeah.
8 of the little niblets or one ear?
One ear.
Really?
8? All 8 toes?
No, you get to keep the big, the working toes.
No.
Okay, you get to keep the 2 outer toes.
No.
What?
That's the weirdest look.
You just wear freaking closed-toed shoes the rest of your life. And you'd get to wear... Here's the thing. Would you rather just wear closed-toed shoes or be able to wear a ponytail once in a while?
No, because that might affect my mobility.
It's not going to affect your mobility. We make the rules.
You make the rules.
It's not going to affect your mobility.
No, ear, okay? Stop.
Ear?
I already gave you my answer. Wait, why are you a space family?
We're a huge space family.
What do you mean?
That's all Mike does.
What do you mean?
He invests in space technology.
I have no idea. Really? How would I know?
Oh, and then we live on Orion.
All right. So let's talk about the most interesting thing that's happened on this episode is the fact that I'm wearing the Skims hip enhancing biker shorts.
I mean.
Come on.
No.
I don't
know.
Connie's going to try them on later. We'll be posting pictures of us both in them. And I need like a survey of who's into it and who's not into it, right? I think that people are going to like it. There's something really cute about it. I really have to do another spin.
I wonder if people wear those under their clothes or just naked.
I'm going to put a dress on over it and you'll see.
Go put a dress on.
And then you're going to put them on?
Sure.
All right. Don't worry about it.